Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, September 13th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Trump stays on the ballot, Tim Kaine comes to Minnesota, and the Duluth City Council rejects a PolyMet measure. Republicans are claiming victory after the Minnesota Supreme Court denied an attempt to remove Donald Trump from the state ballot. Republican Party Chair Keith Downey says the Democratic legal challenge would have disenfranchised voters. He says the case was an unnecessary distraction and should be upsetting to Minnesotans.
It was just such a blatant attempt to try and rig this election for Hillary Clinton. People just saw right through it on the surface of it.
The state Supreme Court said Democrats waited too long to point out potential problems with the Republican Party's candidate filing. Justices didn't rule on the DFL argument that Republicans didn't follow the law. Including Trump, there will be 9 candidates for president on Minnesota's ballot. Our Brian Back says from the start, the Democrats' lawsuit was unlikely to keep Trump off the ballot.
It was a long shot case to begin with. Election experts that we had spoken with said it would have taken a huge error for a court to remove a major party nominee. They said that this seemed like a technical infraction to them. And as we mentioned, though, that the court never got to the heart of the matter when they did toss the case aside.
Democrat Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate, Senator Tim Kaine, is scheduled to make a campaign appearance today in Minnesota. Tim Pugmire reports.
Kaine will headline a private campaign fundraiser in Minneapolis hosted by the political organization Women Winning in support of the Hillary Victory Fund. It's the Virginia senator's first campaign stop in the state since Clinton added him to the ticket in July. He was born in St. Paul. A flyer for the event lists contribution levels ranging from $500 up to $27,000. Women Winning is an organization that backs candidates who support abortion rights. Republican nominee Donald Trump was in Minneapolis last month for a private fundraiser where some attendees were accosted by protesters as they left the event. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News.
The Duluth City Council has voted down a resolution that would have requested another step in the regulatory process for the proposed PolyMet copper-nickel mine. The vote followed 2.5 hours of passionate testimony on both sides of the copper-nickel mining debate. Dan Crocker was at the meeting and filed this report.
The city council vote was strictly advisory, and it was to push for a relatively arcane step in the regulatory approval process for PolyMet for so-called evidentiary hearings in front of an administrative law judge before the Minnesota DNR ultimately decides whether to approve PolyMet. But that didn't stop more than 100 residents of Duluth and around northeast Minnesota from packing the stuffy council chambers Monday night. David Ross, president of the Duluth Area Chamber of Commerce, called the resolution a last-minute effort to block PolyMet.
It is disappointing to witness council members overstepping their authority to forward an action that is outside of your jurisdiction. It is concerning to witness you occupy yourselves with a matter outside of your control while Duluth is facing many immediate challenges.
But others argued PolyMet is an important issue for Duluth to weigh in on. Duluth realtor John Doberstein is a member of a new group called Duluth for Clean Water, which pushed for the resolution.
Duluth has a silent majority growing of people who are very concerned about PolyMet. This is our business. We are downstream from this. We are economically and environmentally tied to this project.
The debate highlighted just how polarizing the issue of copper-nickel mining has become in northeast Minnesota. It also showed how tricky the vote was for Duluth city councilors. Duluth has an active environmental community skeptical that this kind of mining can be done in Minnesota without damaging the region's water resources, including Lake Superior, which is downstream from the proposed mine. But it also has long-standing economic ties to mining and the Iron Range, and a strong labor community that supports the project. Mike Sivasrud drove down from the Iron Range to testify. He's president of the Iron Range Building Trades, and he points out PolyMet has already gone through more than 10 years of environmental review.
Have they proved time and time again that this is the time to do this? They've done everything. Why put another hurdle in front of them? It's time to move. We have a lot of families that are moving out of the area.
But others argued a contested case hearing, as this process is also known, would add something new to the regulatory process. J.T. Haynes of Duluth says it would weigh competing claims of whether PolyMet can mine safely.
Unlike public hearings, where much of the time people simply state their opinion without scrutiny, a contested case hearing would provide a more rigorous forum, including subjecting testimony to cross-examination, a key distinction. This is something both sides should welcome.
But after an hour of debate, the Duluth City Council ultimately rejected the resolution by a 5-3 vote, with one abstention. Councillor Barbara said it was the job of the Minnesota DNR to decide if evidentiary hearings on PolyMet are needed.
That's how the process works. I really strongly believe that it is not the role of the city to even vote on this.
The DNR has said it's premature to decide whether to order a contested case hearing on PolyMet until the company submits its permit to mine application. That's expected to be filed in the coming weeks. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.